I'm all for it.
Hi, and welcome to Last Man Standing. You're live here with me, Paul Stevenson, live from Milan, Lombardy, Italy, here at this 5 p.m. here in Milan. It is, midday Central, and 10 a.m., sorry, midday Eastern and 10 a.m. Central. Am I correct in that? I think so. Always a little thrown off when I'm overseas, but even if it is only by 1 hour. Anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. I mentioned I'm in Italy. I'll get to southern Italy, specifically the small island of Lampedusa that's been making the headlines over here in Europe and the UK, because this whole Lampedusa invasion nightmare does affect all of Europe and is affecting all of Europe as we speak. So we'll get to that. Firstly, though, before I get to anything else, do donate to RBN, folks. We really need it. It's a kind of a special request here today for extra donations and fundage to keep the wheels turning here. It's as I guess the word is as desperate as we've ever been. We really need about $1,000, folks, in the next few days by the end of the month. So it is urgent. It is imperative that we keep networks like this on the air, because you're not going to get any the type of information that you'll get on these shows. We might not always get it right, but first of all, you're going to get people with integrities. Certainly, I can speak for myself and anyone else I've ever involved myself with on this network, and from listening to the shows, I think I can safely say that is largely the case. More often than not, we're ahead of the curve when it comes to warning about immigration, whether it's about COVID lockdowns, COVID vaccines, whether it's about Big Pharma, whether it's about Jewish power. Still, we have the issue of Jewish power as a taboo largely across the West, maybe the last taboo, but we do talk about it. It's important. It at least needs to be part of the conversation at the very least. And we do talk about those things here on RBN, and we'd certainly do in this show. And anybody I have on the show. So please keep a unique radio show like RBN on the air. It would be an awful shame if RBN were to capitulate, not by censorship and through means of our enemies, but through lack of funding. So I know many of us are struggling personally and everything else, and the sort of economic and fiscal policies of our governments are designed to impoverish us, but still we must try and fight back as best we can. And you, the listeners, are important as anyone in keeping an operation like this going. So both by listening and callers and crucially by donating. So it's a special request here today just to please do what you can to send in what you can. If we have enough of us sending in even $1 or $2, or $5, we can hit that $1,000 target in the next by the end of the month. Okay, with all that said, you can call in to donate on 800. This is a toll-free number on 800. Doesn't cost you anything to call in and donate. 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's toll-free, 800-724-2719. If you go to Republic Broadcasting Network on the homepage, there is a yellow donate button with the various methods of card donations that you can use to donate, and the various options there. And of course, you'll also see the address where you can send checks and cash and postal orders and all those sorts of things. Again, that number is to donate, toll-free, 800-724-2719. All right, so it is a live show today. I've been overseas for a few weeks, so I haven't always been able to do this show live for the last 3 or 4 weeks, but or do the show that I normally do with Richard Carey on Beyond the Official Narrative on Monday, although I'm going to try to do it this week, and I will be back in the UK again next mid-next week, so everything will return to normalcy in my life next week, midweek, for next week's shows, and maybe do a roundtable with Richard or something on Friday. So it is going to be a live show today. Like I said, unlike some of the pre-records I've done, although I have enjoyed doing the pre-recorded shows with Patrick Slattery mostly over the last few weeks. But I'd love to hear from you today live. I've missed having the chats with people calling in and with their questions and comments and conversations. So that number to call in is 512-248-8252, or again, toll free on 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'd love your questions and comments on, well, the three main topics today, which are the two main topics over here in the UK and also Europe, has been this, and I think especially if you've seen any of the pictures or you look at the numbers, what can only be described as an invasion on this South Italian small island with a population of 6,000 people, Lampedusa, which has become basically a launch pad and arrival point for the North Africans and Sub-Saharan Africans coming into Europe. And from there, well, we'll get to that. So we've got that. And then we've got the whole issue of Russell Brand. Russell Brand is a kind of a celebrity figure over here in the UK. I think he has been in a few Hollywood movies, so perhaps some of you have heard of him. And he has turned his attentions in recent months and over the last, I guess, 18 months, couple of years, to his YouTube channel. Discussing, I guess he sort of like, he used to be very much a darling of the left. I mean, he used to have a radio show on BBC. He presented shows on mainstream media. Like, he's a sort of a comedian slash, kind of, he's almost like a British parody of a kind of a rock star womanizer without actually being a rock star. I mean, I kind of know him more because he was friends with Noel Gallagher from Oasis. And but I guess he was a comedian, and then he just sort of become a celebrity. He wrote a book about his memoirs. He's very famous for being a womanizer, and he, like, a sort of a cheeky, chappy British kind of a guy. And personally, I've never really liked the guy or disliked the guy. I mean, he is that kind of guy, I think, where people either love him or hate him. I think I'm probably unusual insofar as I don't really dislike the guy or like the guy. But he has been talking, you know, about things on his YouTube channel. He's got 6.5 million viewers on his YouTube channel. And I guess I don't think he's particularly talented at what he does. You know, there are people that I watch who present content, or YouTubers that I do think have a certain gift for that type of thing. I don't think he's in that category, but he is a kind of a big kind of a personality, colorful character. Like I said, he's well known for being a playboy, a womanizer back in the sort of late 90s, early noughties, you know. Always been a little controversial, but his political views used to be very sort of far left, you know, anti-immigration, pro-socialism. I think on some things he's still like that. On his YouTube channel, I haven't heard him condemn mass immigration or multiculturalism or talk about, you know, the replacement of white Europeans or anything like that. He's certainly not talking about Jewish power. I haven't heard him express anything which would be, you know, fiscally or economically conservative or right-wing in that regard. Although, you know, I know that not everybody on the right necessarily has what you might describe as, in quotes, conservative economic or fiscal views. But, you know, he tends to talk a lot about big pharma, the military-industrial complex. He was very anti-lockdowns, anti-vaccines, the war in Ukraine, pertaining to the kind of corruption and unnecessary deaths there. So, I mean, he's done some good thing. I mean, I heard some suggest this week with all the controversy that he's just a charlatan and he's using this as a platform to rescue a kind of an otherwise fading career as a comedian, as a Hollywood actor, and that he's trying to stay relevant. I don't know. Maybe that's the case. That's just subjective. I don't know how we would ever know that. But he seems genuine enough to me when any time I've listened to him. So he's kind of like in that ilk of Jimmy Dore and it's the guy from the Grey Zone and people like that. But he's also had Tucker Carlson on his... he's done an interview with Tucker Carlson recently. So I find it strange, really, that a lot of talking heads that I've listened to regarding this controversy surrounding him, which is basically suddenly, after 20 years, there has been allegations from four women, anonymous women who've come out of the woodwork suddenly, about allegations of... There's one actual allegation of rape and... Three of them, the other three are of just sexual abuse and general abusive sort of misogynist behavior, that type of thing. But obviously when you have allegations of rape, those are serious allegations. And immediately YouTube has demonetized them and everything else. So that's been dominating over here. And as I say, we'll expand a lot further, hopefully with some of the callers to call in, get your views on that. I don't know how up to speed you are with that. And also, I find it fascinating listening to Merrick Garland this week testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. I actually saw. I wish I had a little bit had a little bit more time to dissect it and break it down more thoroughly on the show. Hopefully, I will in the next week with Richard and maybe do some with Patrick Slattery. But when I came on to the RBN website, I think they hit the nail on the head. I saw a quote where it said he's literally using the Holocaust as a reason for why the FBI investigated, and I would add, and persecuted traditional Catholics, and why the DOJ claims that white supremacists are the great threat to America. And I find it fascinating and incredible that essentially the man basically admitted that essentially his own personal history motivates his every waking hour and everything he's ever done professionally, not just as a DOJ, but as an attorney previously and everything else. And this is something I spoke to Patrick Slattery about, that when we were reflecting on previous interviews and Colonel Douglas McGregor has done when he's talking about there are motivations which are motivated by historical and sort of like, I don't know where I used the word ancestral, but historical factors of some of the people involved in the State Department and the high echelons of the U.S. government and policymakers when it comes to Ukraine and this Russia hatred. So he commented without specifically naming Jews as a group of people who harbor these kind of resentments, but he talked about these historical Yes, I think I'm back on the air. So, oddly, I don't know what happened, but I suddenly just completely lost connection. Okay. All right, so I lost connection briefly, but back on the air now, thankfully. So, you had Merrick Garland himself. This guy's playing the Jewish Holocaust victim card here. But I think he's... playing a dangerous game. Now, it's a sad thing that maybe he's not even playing a dangerous game, that he feels comfortable enough, or maybe he's just concerned enough where he feels he has to play this Jewish victim card to sort of prepare the soil for some sort of sympathy before he's grilled at this judiciary committee, this House Judiciary Committee. But regardless, I thought it was eyebrow raising that he should so abundantly attribute his motivations to the persecution of Jews back at that point. Because as I said to Patrick Slattery when we were talking about Douglas McGregor talking about these historical resentment motivation factors against Russia and this obsession with Ukraine, that if someone in a position of power in the United States, and perhaps it wouldn't even need to be something as powerful as the DOJ, was referring to some historical event in their German history, or perhaps the Irish potato famine. if it was an Irish attorney, or an Irish politician, or someone in great power, or something, this would probably raise eyebrows, and it would probably be condemned as a motivating factor for foreign policy in 2023. But alas, Eric Garner is comfortable enough to give this as a motivating factor, and I think hopefully this should raise some eyebrows among some people about what's really motivating this guy. Anyway, we'll be back after the break, and I'd love to hear from you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3dbunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details, or visit 3dbunkers.com.
What was that sound?
Brian, welcome back to Last Man Standing here with me, Paul Stevenson. Like I said earlier, please do donate to us. We're in desperate need of the money. So if you call 800-724-2719 extension 3, we want to try and raise $1,000, folks, by the end of the month. So do your best to help us out and keep us on the air. Okay, so we have Merrick Garland basically outlining his motivations as a Jew, as a religiously persecuted family, and almost in tears, playing the Jew victim card. But also, it ought to be a cause for concern that you have someone in this position who is so motivated by his own personal historical circumstances and what he calls religious persecution. Now, the problem is, first of all, in addition to the quote I mentioned about investigating and persecuting traditional Catholics, you know, he also claims that, you know, white supremacy is the greatest threat to America. So here you have two groups that Merrick seems to have problems with in his past, white people and Christians. So he's going to be very selective about the ethnic groups and the religious groups that he chooses to protect, because he kind of has a problem with these other two, well, this other ethnic group, the white race, essentially, which created the United States of America, and as we speak, still is the dominant force in Europe and in Russia. For how long with these immigration policies, I do not know. I don't even say that with any hyperbole anymore. But this guy is obviously compromised and is making decisions based on his own personal historical grievances, and this should raise concern. I mean, I imagine that one is expected to be impartial, and that this kind of fair treatment is ubiquitous and not tarnished. Now, to say that his personal background and grievances might be clouding his judgment here a little would be the understatement of the decade so far. I mean, this guy's almost in tears about his history. And then you look at the persecution of Catholics and this claim that white supremacy is the greatest threat to the United States. And then you look at Jewish groups and their role in mass immigration. And then you look at this other Jew, Jerry Nadler, before that, talking, which can only be described as the epitome of typical Jewish gaslight and projection and an abject audacity, where he basically accuses Trump supporters and anybody who's got an issue with Merrick Garland and that committee of the very things that Garland and the Democratic Party and people like himself have been guilty of. Oh, this great insurrection, white supremacy, this unprecedented abuse of classified documents, and on he went. Anyway, so well, anybody wants to talk, we've got Dawn in Arizona. We'll get your comments on Merrick Garland, the whole free speech and the British government getting involved in that and going full on totalitarian authoritarianism over here with writing to the big tech companies, basically with a veiled threat to demonetize Russell Brand like YouTube did. And then we've got the whole immigration nightmare in Lampedusa, where basically Lampedusa has a population of 6,000. And in 10 days, there was 10,000 Africans arrived in this small island. I heard one report that 6,000 arrived in one day. Imagine that. They've doubled the population of this small island in one day. 6,000 Lampedusan Italians, and then 6,000 Africans out of nowhere, suddenly, in one day. And this is all a complete... And, of course, Maloney has turned out to be Maloney, the complete phony, like I talked about in recent weeks, because she has done nothing. She hasn't turned the boats around. They're not deporting anybody, and it's the usual. We need the EU help, and the EU's response is, well, we need to help Italy share the burden, so we need to just disperse all these Africans right throughout Europe. Well, how many, Ursula von der Leyen? 10,000 in one day? Or in one week? Where does it end? There's a population explosion in Africa. Should we just bring them all? Anyway, let's go to Don in Arizona. Go ahead, Don.
Hello, is this Paul Edward Stevenson, Last Man Standing radio show?
Yes, and Yes, it is. Don, go ahead. Love to hear from you.
Yeah, the Merrick Garland, yeah, he's... this whole thing about people are getting wise to that, you know, not just people that actually follow a little bit about Jewish history, but the normies are getting wise to that, too. What the hell is this guy talking about the Holocaust, his family background? And, you know, it's got to come to a crunch time that people are going to find out what the hell exactly happened in Germany. Is that the music? Yeah, piano.
Yes, yeah, I'll hold you over, Don. I'll hold you over. Let's go to another break.
It's so much bigger than me. It's screaming out.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Thank you.
Welcome back here to Last Man Standing with me, Paul Stevenson, live from Milan, Lombardy, Italy today, here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, I'm live with Don in Arizona. Go ahead, Don. Yeah, you were talking about,
Garland essentially. What actually happened in Germany? Does anybody know? No, the history books don't really say. There was no German records of any Holocaust. The Germans are meticulous about, they're obsessive about recording, having records of everything, right? That's what they're known for. Everything is on paper. There's no paper that says we will kill this many Jews today or this many, nothing like that. There were no gas chambers. So the whole thing is just a big lie. What do you think, Paul Edward Stevenson?
Yeah, and the thing, you know, regardless, I mean, listen, you know, that whole narrative is obviously a very Jew-friendly narrative, and it's constantly rolled out as justification for Jewish behavior. It's a pass for all sorts of Jewish, behaviors and subverting of our culture and everything else. And without even going into revisionist history, but I think it's safe to say that, you know, the victors write the history books, and there's all sorts of questions about the veracity of those claims. I need to be careful in where I am about talking about that particular issue, particularly. Yeah. So, but
I'm in America. I can say what I want to. In fact, I can say that Michael Jones just came out with his book, The Holocaust Narrative. And you can buy it there,
$36. Well, I mean, this is my point.
It's been written a long time. He's finally has it published now. You can buy it from E. Michael Jones.
Who's that, sorry?
What?
Oh, yeah, E. Michael Jones. Yeah, I must get Mike on the show again soon. Maybe I'll try and get him on next week.
The name of this book. You can finally available to buy it. So I ordered a copy, $36.
Oh, okay. Cool. Right.
Maybe I'll find out the real truth.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. In Europe, they could throw you in jail. Some Italian cop could go
The UK is particularly aggressive with anything negative about Jews.
Any country in Europe, you can get thrown in jail for saying anything about the Jews. Now, I can get thrown off of YouTube I'm doing a podcast on YouTube, but that's nothing. But I'm not going to get thrown in jail for saying anything about Jews over here. So people think America's no good, and it does suck in many, many ways. One thing I like about England, I saw you can buy raw milk in England. In America, you can't buy raw milk. That's like they think that's automatically will kill you if you drink raw milk from a cow. In England, you can buy raw milk from a vending machine. That's good for you.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it's all pros and cons. You can buy raw milk and you can get thrown in prison for questioning the Holocaust narrative, you know?
England, you have no free speech at all. I didn't think Italy was that bad. England, I know that you can't even say anything to make somebody mad.
And this whole Russell Brand thing just shows you, you know, the UK is always leading the way in this authoritarian, this censorship, this, clamp down on any dissenting views, as we saw with this Russell Brand situation. But back to Garland, you know, sure, do you think it will raise eyebrows
Garfinkel,
among people?
He changed it from Garfinkel.
Sorry?
You know that? His name was Garfinkel. He changed it to Garland.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that ought to be a concern, if nothing else, about his impartiality. I mean, to me, it's shocking that he should be able to stand up there and talk about his own personal grievances and motivations to such an extent that influence his professional role in roles which are supposed to be impartial. I mean, surely that is a red flag, no?
Yeah, he's bad news. I mean, he went and busted that one Catholic guy, and they busted him. They didn't just, the guy said he would surrender, come and talk. They have to send like 15 FBI agents with rifles and everything, scare his kids and everything like that, you know, because he was Catholic, right. Basically. they hate Catholics.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
The Jews hate Christians, and what's going on in the Ukraine? Now, I believe that, I mean, you know, not every Jew, when I say the Jews, there are some good Jews up there. But
of course.
People like in the mainstream of Judaism, or what do you call it, like Eric Garland, Lincoln, and Victoria Nuland. I mean, they're all they're insane.
Yeah,
they're insane, and they want destruction. They want destruction of the whole world. It looks like what is this Ukraine war now? If Putin wins, I'd like to see, you know, what's Putin going to do? Now Europe is going to ask to hate Putin. If you don't hate Putin, you're an anti-Semite. Is that what the narrative is now? I mean, Putin is a pretty good dude in my humble estimation. And if he starts lobbing some missiles into the city of London, it wouldn't bother me. If he blew up Washington, D.C., it wouldn't bother me. I'm not saying I would assist. I definitely would not assist him. But I think I would be in defiance of some law if I did that. But if Putin wants to blow up, somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. It's the BRICS. They're rounding up these other countries. Everybody hates America and England. They hate America. The Africans hate America. They don't want to hear, they don't want Bill Gates.
No,
when Bill Gates comes there with his vaccines, the Africans take out running the other direction, full speed. They know what that means, death, you know, Bill Gates. And the rest of these Americans, the whole thing is, I think things are going to take a turn. What's going to bring down America? And even McGregor has talked about this, too. It's going to change the whole thing, the whole scheme of things, when the U.S. dollar goes kaput. I think you know what the word kaput means, don't you? It's a German word, but you're European,
yes, yes.
So you know what kaput means, right?
Yes,
it's over,
broken.
Finished, done with. That's what's going to happen. And then what's going to happen
to
the Federal Reserve? They won't have this. The whole thing's going to change. The whole thing is all this, you know, and a lot of these Jews, they hitched their wagon to a falling star, America, and they ran it for a while. Now America's going down. Now what are they going to do? They can't go over there and boss Putin around, can they? They can't boss,
they can't boss China
around. They can't. The only thing people they can boss around is America and England. And both of these countries are going down the hill.
Right.
So things will change in the immediate future. I'll let you go. Thanks.
Thanks, Ethan. You know, great point. And, you know, McGregor makes it very well, too, you know, with the collapse of the dollar. I mean, it is a sinking ship. And I think, you know, Jews particularly and their aggression and or paranoia have brought about. I mean, they're slitting their own throat because of what they're doing with Russia and pushing those the Russians closer to China, accelerating the collapse of the dollar, the whole SWIFT system, everything that their power rests upon. So when that happens, you know, we'll see. Okay, Darryl in Canada. Go ahead, Darryl. Good to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you there, Paul. Yes. You're in Milan. You've reached your panacea. What the hell are you going to go back for next week? I'm surprised to hear that. I thought you were going to stay. I guess you'll have
to.
You
know,
you got the family and everything.
And I don't go back with any. You know, I really, over the past couple of years, and the last year particularly, I don't even want to be in the UK. I hate the place. And this whole thing with Russell Brand and the UK government getting involved, and again, Dame Caroline Dining. They've always got dames in front of them because they've got peerages and some, you know, it's like the more corrupt they are and more authoritarian they are in the UK political system, they get more privileges and more titles. Writing to social media companies, TikTok and Rumble. I'm glad Rumble gave them the middle finger. With their veiled threats, I'll give you a quote of what the UK government wrote after it emerged with this media coverage, this documentary that was done about Russell Brand. "We are concerned that he may be able to profit from his content on the platform." This is writing to Facebook, TikTok, and Rumble after YouTube demonetized him. "We would be grateful if you could confirm whether Mr. Brand is able to monetize his content. If so, we would like to know whether you intend to join YouTube in suspending Mr. Brand's ability to earn money." I mean, what the hell? Talk about an overreach. Talk about not even attempting to hide your authoritarianism. Talk about, you know, what business is that of yours? I mean, this is, I don't even, my head is spinning with this. There needs to be some serious, you know, outrage and pushback from people who have a big voice, like Farage and people like this, because they accuse us of being conspiracy theories when we talk about, or even people like Brand who talk about this censorship industrial complex between the corporations and the government, and as they refer to it as this sort of like fascist system or whatever you want to call it. It's certainly corrupt, authoritarian. It's a criminal syndicate at work here where they're all merging. And you know, she didn't even try and hide it. So suddenly some guy gets accused. He's never been arrested. There's never been a criminal investigation into this. It happened 20 years ago. Apparently, these people, the anonymous women, are making the allegation. And immediately, the UK Parliament, you know, this woman is the chair of the Culture, Media and Sports Committee, writing to social media with a veiled threat, wagging their finger. Are you going to join YouTube? I mean, anyway, sorry to rant. Go ahead, Darrell.
Right, and yeah, I think Russell Brand had Tucker Carlson over for an interview. He flew all the way to England
yes.
and down in the some boondocks area where Brand lives. So I think that really put him on the UK
radar.
You know, yeah, right, exactly. For yes, exactly. Yeah, I want to talk about Lampedusa in a minute, but I'll get to Merrick Garfinkel here. You were talking quite a bit about him. Yeah, he's a typical supremacist. I mean, he proved that in the right on TV there, right, you know, all over the world. I mean, his thought pattern is it's filled. Everything he does is filtered through his past and through all the you know, through the you know the Talmud. I'm sure he could rhyme and verse of it, right? And you mentioned Jerry Nadler blaming. Well, that's. I think that was also in that twisted Talmud that you blame others for what you do.
It is. Yes, exactly. This is all Talmudic psychology, and it's like when Nadler was talking. Not only did I look at him, hear his voice, but then when I heard what he said, I was like, "Yeah, this is typical Judaism speaking here. It's just so bold, it's so audacious." And I as if I needed to know anyway. But just to confirm, I looked it up, and of course he's Jewish.
Yeah, bold and audacious, yes, and especially the way things have been going the last 30, 40 years. I mean, they pretty much accomplished everything almost that they wanted. So, you know, you got to credit Mitch McConnell. You know, it's not much going for him, but he's better than Chuck Schumer anyway. But at least he didn't give a few years ago when that Supreme Court, that Italian guy, American Supreme Court guy, I can't remember his name, but... he didn't give Merrick Garfinkel a hearing. Could you imagine Merrick Garfinkel on the Supreme Court? It would have been 5-4 for the conservatives, and always one or two conservative always come over to the left. So the U.S. Supreme Court would have been horrific shape. So you got to thank Mitch McConnell and for not allowing this guy to give him the time of day, because that would have screwed up the U.S. Because the U.S. is only the only good thing about the U.S. judicial system right now is the Supreme Court, and that's even a little bit wavering. But with him on there, it would have been a disaster beyond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Milan, I just want to say.
But, you know, when we talk about. When we talk.
Well, go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just going to say, when we talk about these historical influencing factors of these Jews in their positions, we get called outrageous anti-Semites. But, you know, Garland, okay, he's playing maybe he's concerned about himself. He thought, well, I'll create a foundation here of, you know, Jewish victimhood before I say anything. Maybe it'll go easier on me. And, you know, maybe it's a veiled threat for, you know, possibly whatever. You know, don't forget I'm a Jew and we suffered in the Holocaust and you know what that means. Maybe that was the message. But for your average listener, surely they're looking on and thinking, what the hell has what happened to you in Belarus 2.5 or 2 or 3 generations ago got to do with how you, you know, conduct your position as Attorney General of the United States in 2023? And if we say this historical thing is a massive influence, maybe the biggest influence in someone like Garland or, you know, the State Department, Victoria Nuland, we get called crazy anti-Semites.
Right, it's scary with somebody like that. That's fine if you want to keep those to yourself. But if somebody like that in a position like he is, like, and look at Biden's cabinet, 80% of them are from that group. So Man, oh man, it's scary stuff. I just want to say about Lampedusa. Yeah, they're, but they've been, you know, there's big news about, you know, 10,000 people in 1 week, but they've been invading Lampedusa forever. Those migrants just, they end up a lot. I'd be like, interesting to see what the percentage of those Africans that arrive in Britain actually arrived in Lampedusa. And I think there's a strategy, you know, Paul. I think there's a strategy that they send these people, these Africans, on rickety boats or overload them onto the Mediterranean. Because if they are in beautiful boats, they could easily send them back, possibly. So I think Maloney gets a little bit blamed for, even though she deserves some, but I think she gets blamed for stuff that is just too deep. It's the deep state, the... even out there with the Barbara Lerner Spector groups backing that up. I think that they send those boats over, rickety as they are, because they have no choice. They have to tow them to Lampedusa or these other places. And then if they're not, they're accused of, you know, these NGOs that are all from the same group. You know, racist killers, the people are going to drown. So I think there's a strategy sending them out in those bad boats. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think so, and I think the whole thing's a strategy. I heard one person blaming the Russians, and you know, at the moment, even that's a possibility. I heard honestly, I think there is. I discussed this with Patrick. I mean, obviously, this has been a problem. I think the numbers, though, in Lampedusa over the last sort of week or two have been even, you know, beyond the pale for Lampedusa. You had something like 10,000 in a week, so it's reached like crazy sort of territory on that island in the last week. But I heard someone saying that quite a lot of these guys are coming from Burkina Faso and that they have been bombarded with radio messages and other type of propaganda about how they'd be welcomed in Europe and France particularly. Now, the French are on the Russians' radar. Now, obviously, if this is true, I'll just hold you over till I make this point, Darrell.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, welcome back to Last Man Standing here with me, Paul Stevenson. So, Darrell, the comment I was making, and I want to preface this by saying, obviously, Lampedusa, there has been a lot of immigration. Obviously, this has been a massive problem in Europe. Obviously, we've outlined that this has been orchestrated largely by Jewish groups, Jewish interests, and the perfidious political elites that they've bought and paid for. However, I speculated about this, and then I forget where I heard it. And it would be absolutely typical to point the finger at Russia, because the Jews know for large swathes of the population that Europe's sick of it. And to deflect responsibility and to put the blame on Russia will be immensely convenient and consistent with how they operate. However, Russia does recently, since this war began and the hatred that it's received from Europe, now has a genuine motivation to escalate this war, you know, horizontally, you know, in different ways. And I wonder, is there any truth? I wish I knew who it was, because it does matter. But the claim that, you know, this has been orchestrated by Russian efforts as payback in some way, or as an escalation and a threat to Europe, with their presence there in Niger and Burkina Faso and influence there, that they can, you know, even further flood and escalate immigration from Africa, particularly to, you know, because Maloney has really cozied up and did a U-turn on the whole Ukraine thing. I mean, she has been an abomination, quite frankly, with the way she's cozied up to Ukraine. And just if you see the pictures, I mean, it looked so orchestrated and so well organized. I mean, this looked, and we use the term invasion, and it is an invasion when we look at the numbers and everything else. But if you saw some of the pictures, I don't know where you did, it actually looked like an invading force. You saw these huge numbers of these boats arriving on Lampedusa at the same time. Anyway, I'm not saying there's any truth or veracity to that claim the Russians are involved, but if they were, I mean, in the current climate of, you know, Russia phobia and hatred from the Europeans, I guess it wouldn't surprise me that much if Putin decided to weigh in and escalate with some Africans arriving on our shores to get our attention. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, those NGOs, of course, that bring them over. I mean, they're very organized. They've had a lot of practice for how long? So I think that's what you see there. You know, it's funny thing is, I think that the Russians are, from what you read and see on RT or on other websites from Russia and stuff, they're Europe's best friend. They're the only ones, really, and Poland to some degree, and Hungary, Orban. They're speaking out. They're trying to save Europe from these hordes trying to stop them. So I think it's quite the opposite that they're going to blame. Of course, they can blame the Russians for everything. If somebody committed suicide, I look out my window here and somebody jumped off a balcony or something, they blame that on the Russians. So, you know, everything's on the Russians. But I think that the Russians are trying to help. They're chastising the European Union no end for what they're doing to the to their citizens and what have you. So they got the right. They're the ones who are on the right side, and the Europeans, for the most part, the bigwigs, are on the wrong. Okay, thanks, Paul.
We are out of time. Sorry, Darrell, I didn't realize. And Tom in Florida, I apologize. I thought we had about 10 minutes left, but the time has flown by. Tom, I'm really sorry. Darrell, thanks for calling in. Thank you for everyone who's listened. And thank you, Frank, for producing the show. Do support us, folks. Like I said, we desperately need the money. I'll be back again next week. Until then, take care.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.